Recorded Books and RB Digital present After the Fire by Will Hill, narrated by Devon Sorvery. I sprint across the yard, my eyes streaming, my heart pounding in my chest. The noise of the gunfire is still deafening, and I actually hear bullets whizzing past me, their low whines like the speeded-up buzz of insects. But I don't slow down, and I don't change course. The chapel is burning out of control, its roof engulfed by roaring fire and sending up a huge black plume of smoke. And the amplified voice of the government booms across the compound, repeating its demand over and over again. Put down your weapons and come forward slowly with your hands in the air. Nobody is listening. Not the other governments, and definitely not any of my brothers and sisters. In the distance, back near the front gate, the tank rumbles forward, crushing the flimsy wire fence and churning the desert floor. Somewhere, over the engines and the endless rattle of gunfire, I can hear screams of pain and pleading shouts for help. But I force myself to ignore them and keep going. My gaze is fixed on the wooden cabins at the western edge of the base. I trip over something. My feet tangle, and I go sprawling onto the cracked blacktop of the yard. Pain crunches through me as my shoulder hits the ground, but I grit my teeth and get back on my feet and look to see what I fell over. Alice is lying on her back, her hands clutching her stomach. Her shirt has turned red, and she's lying in a pool of blood that seems too big to have all come out of one person. She's still alive, though. Her eyes are dim, but they find mine, and she looks at me with an expression I can't describe. There's pain there, a lot of pain, and shock, and fear, and something that looks like confusion, like she wants to know how things ever came to this. I hold her gaze. I want to stay with her, to tell her it's all right and that she's going to be okay. But it isn't all right. Nothing is. And I don't know very much about bullet wounds, but I don't think she's going to be okay. I'm pretty sure she's going to die. I stare at her, wasting seconds that the still functional bit of my brain screams at me for wasting, then run toward the West Barracks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?